This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Timothy Dennis. Last night, Courtney Barnett was among the first musicians to perform at the Momentary in Bentonville. Her set was part of a sneak peek event for the Contemporary Art venue. The Australian indie pop singer-songwriter is performing again for two more sets at the Momentary, but if you haven't already gotten tickets, you might be out of luck. As of yesterday afternoon, Saturday night's performance was already sold out, and tickets were running low for tonight's members-only preview event. After her sound check yesterday afternoon, Courtney took a few minutes to sit down and chat with me about many things. I began our conversation by asking how it feels to be one of the first musicians to perform in a new venue.
That's a pretty incredible kind of position to be in. I think a space like soaks in, you know, the energy of shows and the energy of people. So it'll just be kind of fresh. And I feel like that's always a slightly kind of nervous or, you know, unnerving kind of energy, but hopefully everyone will be, you know, in the zone.
Well, you sold out your performance Saturday night. You're close to selling out Friday night. Is that something you would expect from somewhere you've never been before?
Oh, I never know what to expect. Yeah. I had no idea, so that's really nice. It's nice to hear that. I think it'll be a fun time.
Yeah. Well, this last tour that you've been on for about the past month or so, it's a solo tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you decide to do a solo tour for this go-around?
Just for something different, you know? Just to kind of put a bit of a different kind of pressure on myself and to kind of challenge myself musically and emotionally, you know? I got a great band who I tour with a lot of the time, and yeah, we have a lot of fun, but this is just a different kind of, it's a whole different mindset, you know. It's really terrifying, but at the same time, I've actually found it really just really kind of liberating and nice, like chatting with the audience and yeah, it's a whole different feeling. So I got a great band who I tour with a lot of the time, and yeah, we have a lot of fun, but this is just a different kind of, it's a whole different mindset, you know. It's really terrifying, but at the same time, I've actually found it really just really kind of liberating and nice, like chatting with the audience and yeah, it's a whole different feeling. So
your latest record is an acoustic album that you recorded late last year,
uh-huh.
Right? Tell us a little bit about how that session came together.
Yeah, it was an MTV Unplugged session thing, and it was like a live show in Melbourne, and yeah, again, just, you know, doing something different to try to push outside just what I've gotten used to. I think it's dangerous to, you know, get used to doing something. You get kind of, you just get lazy. So I've been trying my best to kind of just reach outside my kind of comfort zone. And yeah, that show was really hard, but it was really satisfying and really fun. And I think the album, you know, it sounds, it's not perfect to me, but you can hear like this really, you can hear like a real vulnerability to it. And I think, you know, it's a nice thing to be able to capture. You know, doing something different is always hard. And it's not like it's that different, but it's different enough to just kind of, to be vulnerable and to feel exposed. And even, you know, the difference between acoustic and electric guitar, like not having this big wall of sound to hide behind, and if something goes wrong, you can just kind of step on a pedal and no one will notice. And yeah, you know, it's this whole, and I think, you know, the lyrics really get heard at a different level when everything is stripped back like that. And I had a friend, Lucy, playing cello, and yeah, I just thought that was like this really beautiful added kind of dimension to the songs.
Now, there have been several other artists over 30 years that have released albums as part of MTV Unplugged. How does it feel to have your own stamp as a part of that series.
Oh, yeah, it's cool. It's really, it's special. You know, I think it's a really great, it's a great series. Like, when I was a kid, that was some of my first albums were unplugged albums. So, yeah, it's great. I just think it's a really kind of interesting look into another side of an artist. Yeah.
What were some of your favorite unplugged albums?
Well, the two I had as a kid was Nirvana and Eric Clapton. Yeah.
Those are the first two that actually come to my mind as well. Like, I think I know all of Eric Clapton's Unplugged, like, word for word, because I've heard it so many times.
Oh, yeah. I know, like, all of the banter in between the Nirvana album. But, yeah, I mean, and then later on in life I heard, you know, normal Eric Clapton albums, and I was like, what's this? This isn't how the song goes. I heard Layla, and I was like, what?
So wait, you're telling me you heard the unplugged version of Layla before the electric version?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Which is like, I just think that's so fun. And, you know, I'm sure people will discover me that way, and then they'll be like, what is this loud trash that she's making? Like, what happened to the beautiful cello album? So I just think it's funny, like, how we, you know, that's music. Like, you encounter things at different times, and it speaks to you in that moment, and then you know, later on you might uncover this whole other world. It's pretty incredible.
Now, you're left-handed. Did that make it more difficult to learn the guitar, or did it present any unique challenges?
Oh, I think, yeah, I mean, a little bit more difficult. It just means I'm kind of good at playing a right-handed guitar upside down if I have to at a party or something. But it just, yeah, I guess it kind of slightly hindered my kind of early learning stages. But it just, you know, I think it's good. It just kind of forced me to learn in a different way.
What made you want to pick up the guitar in the first place?
It just looked fun. You know, I had a few family friends who had guitars, and I was always sitting in the corner of the lounge room, and it just looked like it was fun. It looked like it's what I wanted to do.
Now, when you released your first EP back in 2012? You started your own label, Milk Records.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to go that route rather than have another label put out your stuff?
I didn't know anyone, and I kind of like approached a few labels, but I probably did it in a very naive way, and they just weren't interested or didn't get back to me. And so I just thought, well, I've got the internet and I've got a post office around the corner, so I can be a label. I can sell stuff to like 5 people online and then walk around and post it, and you know, it's that kind of easy, I guess. No one else wanted to do it, so I just did it.
And not only do you own your own label, you're a writer, you're a performer, but you also illustrate as well.
Mm-hmm.
You've done the art for most of your albums?
Yeah.
What made you decide to want to do your own art rather than hire someone else to do it?
Well, I mean, you know, what I loved in school was art and music, and it's just that one of those things, like, I just always loved doing it. It's how I learned to communicate, and how I learned to communicate ideas, and so I guess I've just kind of always done that my whole life, and then when I started making music, I mean, I didn't have any money, and it costs money to get someone else to make something. So I was like, well, I've got a piece of paper and a pen. I can do it and scan it. And then, yeah, you know, I think a lot of stuff just comes down to that kind of necessity of getting stuff done and the budget of getting things done. But, you know, when I look back at it, it's nice because I like that I've managed to do most of that myself, because it kind of, it's like a full part of the story, you know, the illustrations complement the lyrics and the music, and it just, you know, it all makes sense together.
So when you started doing music, you know, 8 or 9 or however many years ago it was, did you imagine it would take you all the way around the world to where you are now?
Oh, no way, especially as an Australian. You know, I grew up in like the suburbs in Sydney. Yeah, it's just, it's a bit of a kind of far away land, the rest of the world. It's kind of, we're kind of taught in a way, like, you know, going overseas is like a bit of a pipe dream, and you'll be lucky if it happens. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I've traveled all around the world in the last few years, and it's a really, it's a privilege, and it's a really eye-opening, I think, and it's allowed me to talk with so many people from so many different places. And I think, yeah, just on that storytelling level of how we kind of all connect in different ways, even if we're from, you know, different places, it's pretty powerful, and it's incredible how powerful that can be.
Well, what do you want to do next?
I don't know. I kind of was going to take this year off to do some stuff, but then I've ended up doing some solo touring, and which has been, you know, in a way it's been good. I didn't expect it. So, but I've been writing a lot and just working on some kind of projects and collaboration type things and little bits and pieces, just trying to, you know, get my life together slowly.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Courtney, for your time.
Well, thank you. Thanks for making the time to talk to me.
Of course.
That was Australian indie pop singer-songwriter Courtney Barnett speaking with me yesterday at The Momentary in Bentonville. There are more performances tonight and tomorrow that are part of The Momentary's opening weekend, and you can find out more information at themomentary.org.